This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. While business as usual has been nearly standing still for the last couple of months, folks were driving less and getting in fewer accidents. So Michigan, along with Illinois and New Jersey and some other states, have told insurance companies that they need to refund overages in car insurance premiums paid during the pandemic. The companies have had till today to come up with a plan. At the same time, the state is right on the cusp of big changes to our unique no-fault law. Chad Livengood is senior editor for Crain's Detroit, and he's been writing about this. Chad, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start out with those pandemic premiums. Does the state have a proposal for insurers as to how they might refund drivers for driving a bit less?
Well, they're going to either have to refund them like with a check or waive premium in some ways, basically knock something off their bill and create a credit on their account. But there's not a real set formula. They're just telling insurers, you need to submit to us a plan to reduce your premiums or credit your drivers for driving less in the last 10 weeks of the coronavirus shutdown. Now, there is one caveat in the order that the State Insurance Commission commissioner filed, and in that it says, or you can have an explanation of why a refund or premium waiver is not warranted at this time. So to do that, they'll have to put together basically what's known as an actuarial justification. They'll have to financially justify that lowering premiums will somehow hinder or hurt the insurance company.
Why they need the premium money, basically.
Yeah. Exactly.
So when might drivers see their refunds realized?
Well, some drivers already have. I mean, I've heard from motorists since we've wrote about this that they've gotten some checks back. Now, these are minuscule checks. So we're talking about $20, $30 for a 2 or 3 month period. Now, the other thing that might happen is that this virus will continue to linger in that it will reduce travel this summer, and we could continue to see additional pressure on the insurance companies to issue refunds later in the year as well. But, you know, essentially you might get a $20 or $30 check in July for a nice lunch somewhere.
Right. Is there a way for insurers, in your view, to get around this? You mentioned that caveat was put in there that if insurers wish to state the reasons why it would not be appropriate to refund, I mean, do you think that insurance regulators might take these seriously?
Well, we're going to see. This is a kind of a first step towards Michigan insurance system making major changes starting in July under the law that the no-fault reform law that the legislature passed last year that gives the insurance department a lot more teeth to enforce rates and also examine why an insurance company is setting rates the way they are, looking at the actuarial assumptions that are put into it. They've hired a team of outside actuaries for the first time ever who are scrutinizing rates. And so this is kind of the first step towards that, which that new law goes on the books July 2nd, and that will be a major change from a system that was known for the last 40 years as file and use. Now they're going to a system of file and approve. So insurance companies can no longer just file rates and just start using them and applying them to premiums that they sell motorists. They have to get prior approval now from the state insurance department.
Can you remind us how file and use worked under the prior system from the driver's perspective?
From the driver's perspective, there wasn't a lot of consumer protection. There was very little oversight. During the lead up to the debate last year in the legislature passing the historic reforms, I wrote a piece about how there was one actuary on contract, one person who basically had to oversee a $16 billion property casualty insurance system.
Wow.
In Michigan. Between homeowners insurance and other types of property insurance and car insurance, one person was charged with looking over the backs of auto insurance companies. It really essentially was they're invisible, and the department was invisible for the longest time. Now they've got like a dozen different firms that are being brought in to basically evaluate forms and filings as they happen all year round. And so it's kind of a sea change over at the Department of Insurance and Financial Services. And so this effort now to basically force insurance companies to issue refunds is going to be a first test in that new muscle.
In preparation for the new structure of the no-fault system, I know that insurers have started selling something called an umbrella package to clients. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, so under the current system we've had, no-fault system, we have unlimited medical protection under what's known as personal injury protection, or PIP. So if you and I get in a car accident, our insurance companies cover the costs of the medical injuries and the rehab that we have to get without any limit. Under the new law, people can opt out of buying unlimited personal injury protection. And so if you and I get in a car accident and I have just $250,000 of coverage, but you have unlimited and I'm severely injured and you caused the accident, I can come after your insurance company and sue you for what's known as pain and suffering damages. And so what's also known on your insurance form as bodily injury coverage. So in the past, we carried very little bodily injury coverage because our medical costs were all covered by the PIP portion of our insurance. Now, with people driving with less PIP, insurance agents are trying to get people to buy more bodily injury coverage under these umbrella policies, sometimes adding $1 million or two or even $5 million dollars of additional coverage in the event that you are sued for causing a catastrophic injury. This is a sea change moment right now for the Michigan auto insurance law, in that we have been just accustomed to the catastrophic claims fund covering these costs, and now motorists are going to be exposed to additional liability if they cause an accident.
Chad, just looking at the bottom line for this, part of the point of the reforms was to save people some money on their personal injury protection. What's the point of the reforms if we all end up paying a little bit extra for the bigger umbrellas?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question right now. That's sort of looming out there. If a lot of people, the insurance industry kind of assumes, are going to go down to $250,000 of PIP coverage to get a 35% savings on just the PIP portion of their insurance. And that's going to vary widely. If you're in the city of Detroit, that's going to make a big, huge difference in your premium if you've been paying $4,000 or $5,000. But if you live out in Okemos or Manchester, where there is fewer accidents and fewer claims, the PIP portion of your insurance may be significantly less than if you live in more urban areas. And so now you're being told you might want to consider buying additional coverage. So that could very well wipe out a lot of the coverage, or a lot of the savings rather, that people were expecting to see.
You know, you covered this from stem to stern. How hard fought would you say the battle was to just get this degree of change in Michigan's auto insurance laws?
It was a pretty hard battle. I mean, I watched this fire drill in Lansing every 6 months for several years go on, where one side would try to introduce some legislation to reform no-fault auto insurance, and the other side would work to kill the bill pretty quickly. And these sides were not partisan. I mean, the hospital industry and the personal injury attorneys and the insurance companies, they basically had the legislature wrapped up in knots for years. They would just go and find constituencies in both parties and get them on their sides. And so you had these really interesting, strange coalitions where you have like Oakland County Republicans teamed up with outstate Democrats who didn't want to put any cost controls on hospitals. And then you had outstate Republicans who wanted to rein in the cost of insurance, and they were teaming up with urban Democrats from Detroit. I mean, there was just unusual coalitions, and it took a lot of political firepower to break those coalitions, to essentially break the stalemate that lasted for, you know, almost a decade in Lansing on this subject.
So have we finally reached the end of the battles over how insurance works here?
Probably not. We are just in the first stage here of the reform effort that the legislature put in place last year. This new law that goes into effect July 2nd is really mostly focused on the consumer end in lowering rates now. But the bigger part that's going to happen down the road is next year, next July, the fee schedule for medical providers, the underlying effort to lower auto insurance rates hinges on lowering the cost of medical expenses in the personal injury protection. And that fee schedule doesn't go into effect until next July. So the real upheaval in this multi-billion dollar industry won't happen until a year from now.
So we have that to look forward to. Chad Livengood is senior editor at Cranes Detroit. You can read his coverage about Michigan's auto insurance laws there. Chad, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.